Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause in our day, a few moments to step back, to gather as one Klal Yisrael, and to daven together on behalf of the many needs of our people. Thank you so much for making this call a part of your day on Yom Revi'i, 25th day of the month of Teves, and already Yom Chamishi, the 26th day in Eretz Yisrael. Continue to daven for all of our brothers and sisters in Israel, that the body of the one remaining hostage, Ron Gavili, still being unjustly held in Gaza, be returned for a proper burial without delay. Amongst all Chalei Yisrael, including all the names listed in the daily email, please keep in mind Rafael Yitzchak Aaron ben Malka Chana, may he and all those in need have a refuah shalema. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Yaakov Fish of Eitz Chaim Synagogue in Jacksonville, Florida, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. Following Rabbi Fish's remarks, we will recite together Tehillim, beginning with Perek Chaf, moving on to Kuf Chaf Aleph, and finishing with Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 121, and 130. After Tehillim, we will recite Achenu in both Hebrew as well as in English, be followed by the Mishaberach for our incredible Chayalim. And finally, Rabbi Fish will conclude with the Mishaberach L'cholim, pausing for about 30 seconds to give each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those in need of our tefillos. To sign up for the daily reminder email, please visit ou.org/Tehillim Call. Again, the link, as always, is ou.org/Tehillim Call to receive the daily email. And to sponsor the program can be done at ou.org/call. Again, ou.org/call. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Fish.
Thank you, Rabbi Naftali, and thank you to the OU for the invitation to address this forum, such an amazing platform to share chizuk and words of tefillah in the middle of the day. Just wanted to share a thought from this week's Parsha. Hashem tells Moshe in the beginning of this week's Parsha to go to the Bnei Yisrael, the Jewish people in Egypt who are enslaved, and give them messages of hope and redemption. Because, you know, the famous four expressions of redemption, Hoktesi, I will take you out, the Hitzalti, I will rescue you, the Gaalti, I will redeem you, the Lokachti, I will take you from me as a nation, then eventually the Haivetia, I will bring you to the land of Israel. It sounded like such an amazing message of optimism, of hope, renewal, redemption. Here Moshe goes to the people excited to tell them this message of hope and redemption. And yet, what the Torah says, the reaction of the Jewish people at the time, somewhat astonishing. It says, they did not listen to Moshe. Mikotza ruach, from shortness of breath, me'avoda kasha, from difficult labor. I say that's astonishing because here they're obviously in a terribly stressful situation. They're enslaved, they're in distress. And that we can only imagine that they're hoping for a new day. They're hoping for redemption in one way or another. And finally, there's a messenger. Moshe comes. And he says to them, Hashem has not forgotten you. Hashem wants to fulfill the promise he made to our patriarchs, the matriarchs, and he's going to take you out of this awful place. And you think that they would react with joy and glee and celebration and laughter and dancing. And yet, lo shamo Moshe, they couldn't listen to Moshe. Mikotza ruach u'me'avoda kasha, from shortness of breath, and from difficult labor. And as astonishing as that is, the reality is that's true for so many of us in life as well. Yes, we have stressful lives. We have lives of challenges. We have lives of obstacles in so many different areas of life. Physical health challenges, mental health challenges, financial health challenges, spiritual health challenges, challenges with familial issues, and so on and so forth. And at the same time, Hashem sends us messages of hope and redemption regularly. Messages of geula, messages of bracha regularly. And so many times, we don't have the koach, we don't have the strength, we don't have the wherewithal to look at these messages of hope, blessing, and redemption, because we ourselves are afflicted with kotzer ruach and avodah kasha, with the shortness of breath and difficult lives. And that not to take away the difficulty and be unempathetic with anyone's difficult circumstances, but sometimes we just have to take a deep breath, both physically and figuratively and spiritually. Take a deep breath, because we know deep breaths relax us, but not just on a physical level, on an emotional level, on a spiritual level as well. We need to open up our eyes even wider and expand the horizon that we're looking at, and realize that there's so much bracha in our lives. There's so much messages of hope and renewal and redemption in our lives. And let us not be always be confined to this kotzer ruach and avodah kasha, the shortness of breath and difficult work. Because of course, our circumstances are challenging. But we have to rise up like the Bnei Yisrael did in the times of Egypt. Yes, they were afflicted with shortness of breath and difficult work. But Moshe went back to them. And it was not on the first time, but on a subsequent time, they were able to take that deep breath and realize Hashem was going to redeem them from their difficulties. So now I would like to share with you the words of Tehillim. We're going to start with Tehillim Perakov, Tehillim Psalm chapter 20. Mamnasech Mizmor L'David. Yamcha Adonai B'yom Tzara Yisagevcha Shem Elohei Yaakov. Yishlach Ezrcha Mikodesh U'mitzion Yisadeka. Yizkar Kol Minchasecha Olascha Yidash Nesela. Yitin Lecha Chil Bavecha V'chalatzascha Yimalei. Nirana Nabi Yeshua Secha, Uvishem Elohim Nidgo, Yimalei Adonai Kol Mishal Secha. Ata Yadati, Ki Hoshi Adonai Mishicha, Yaneu Mishmei Kacha, Begvuras Yeshe Yemina, Eila Barachav, Eila Basusam, Vanachna Vishem Adonai Elohim Nazgir, Himakar Vanafalu, Vanachnu Kamnu Vanisoda, Adonai Hoshia, Hamalchi Aneinu, Yom Kareinu. Tehillim now, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Psalm 121. Shila Malos Esa Einai Elo Hohorim Me'ayin Yobo Ezri. Ezri Me'em Adonai Osei Shomayim Va'ar. Al Yitain Lamot Raglach Al Yonam Shomrecha. Hinei Lo Yonam V'lo Yishan Shomei Yisrael. Adonai Shomrecha, Adonai Tzulcha Yad Yimecha. Yom HaMashemesh Lo Yekaka V'yerech Balayla. V'yna Yishmarcha Mikora, Yishmar Asnaf Shecha. V'yna Yishmar Tzeyzcha V'yecha Me'atah V'yadolam. Tehillim Kaflame, Psalm 130. Shir HaMa'alot Mimamachem Karasicha Adonai. Adonai Shema B'koli, Tiyan Aznecha Kashulot B'kol Tachuninai. Mavonas Tishmaya Adonai Mi'amod. Kimcha Hasklicha L'man Tivarei. Kiviti Adonai Kivisa Navshi, Vulgor Hachopi. Navshi Adonai Mishamun Laboker, Shamun Laboker. Yachel Yisrael Adonai, Kim Adonai Chesed, Barbe Mephidos. Uhu Yiftas Yisrael, Mikol Ronasov. We'll now recite Achenu, both in Hebrew and English. Achenu Kobeis Yisrael, Anasunim Batsara Bashevia, Ha'omadim Bein Bayam Uvein Bayabasha. Hamakom Yerachem Aleihem, Yotzim Mitzara L'Rvacha, Umeyafelo L'Yora, Mishidu L'Gula, Hashta Bagava V'Zman Karev V'Nomar Amen. That's for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity on sealed land. May the All-Present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom. Now swiftly and soon, and let us say, Amen. Now recite the Mishaberech L'Chayal Yitzhal, members of the Israel Defense Forces. Mishaberech HaVaseinu Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov, Yivarech HaChayal Yitzhal HaZaron Yisrael, Vanshi Kochas HaBitachon, Om Zimam, Shmar HaTeinu, Ba'ar Eloheinu, Megvul HaLavana, Bad Midbar Mitzrayim, Vinam HaGol HaLavah HaRava, Kho Mokum Shehem, Ba'yabasha, Ba'vir, Ba'yam. Yitain Adonai Yisraven HaKamam Aleinu, Nigachim Lofneihem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishmar V'Yatzir HaChayal Yitzchak V'Yatzir HaChayal Yitzchak V'Yatzir HaChayal Yishlach bracha v'atzlacha b'chom ma'isi deyem. Yad v'rsonein etach deyem. Yatr mekesi Yeshua, v'teres nisachem. Yikam v'mekashakasu, ki Adonai Eloheichem, ha'olechim lachem, nilachem lachem nimoy v'echem, v'oshiyachem nomar meim. And now finally, in Mishaberech HaCholem, special prayer for all those who are ill and injured. I will pause for about 30 seconds in the middle of the Mishaberech. Please feel free to include any ill person's name and their mother's name during that time. Yisubarach HaVaseinu Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov Moshe Har and David Shlomo. Yisubarach HaCholem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimoy Rechem Aleihem, Rechlim Amalara Posam, Lachazikam Lachayosam, Yishach Lehem Erev Fuhu Shlemi Vana Shemayim, Lachol Evereim, Lachol Giveim, Yisrael Shor Lachol Yisrael, Rafuha Snefesh, Rafuha Segaf, Hashtab Agalai Zman Kirib, and Omar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Fish. Great to have you on, and we certainly look forward to having you back on the program. We've got Emir to Hashem in the near future. I want to thank Rebecca Levy as well for all of her help behind the scenes. Greatly appreciate all she does for us here at the Daily Tehillim Call. Please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world. Wishing you, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.